Describe a successful business person you know.
Are there many family businesses in your country? Can you provide examples? Yes, family businesses are common in China, and you can pretty much find anything you want in these smaller shops, often for a cheaper price. These businesses cover a wide range of areas. You can find small grocery stores, fruit shops, bakeries, cafes, and convenience stores. Additionally, you'll come across small-scale garages and tech shops that specialize in mobile phone repairs and accessories. There are even little clothes and shoe stores. Basically, whatever you need, you can usually find it in one of these family-owned shops. Who's more successful? Family businesses or large corporations? I think it's probably large corporations. Large corporations dominate the market, and they have branches all around the world. Take Apple as an example. They make so much money and have so many shops worldwide that a family business cannot compare. Family businesses, on the other hand, employ a small number of people, may have one shop only, although some do have more, but generally speaking, they really don't and can't compare to the business made by large corporations. Family businesses can still be successful and make a lot of money, but I don't think they will ever beat large corporations. What do you think of family businesses? What are the possibilities for the development of family businesses? I have a positive view of family businesses. In my opinion, family-owned enterprises have the potential for longer-term and more stable operations. This is because, firstly, family businesses often aim to pass on the company to the next generation. As a result, they tend to prioritize long-term development over short-term profits. This emphasis on long-term success often leads them to maintain higher standards in areas such as product quality and customer service, which in turn makes it easier to gain the trust of consumers in the market. Plus, the employees in family businesses are usually more loyal. They treat the business like it's part of their own family and are more willing to go the extra mile. So family businesses have a better shot at being successful. What qualities should be considered when recruiting employees? I think the most important qualities are experience, knowledge, reliability, commitment, and good communication skills. Firstly, when recruiting someone for a job, a company wants to make sure that their future staff has experience and knowledge about the job. While extensive experience may not always be required, a certain level of competence and familiarity with the job's demands is crucial. Secondly, being reliable and committed to the job are key when recruiting. The manager should be looking for staff who are going to come to work every day on time and do their job well. Nobody likes someone who is always late or calling in sick at the last minute. Finally, good communication skills are a must. People need to work together, so being able to communicate effectively is crucial. This could be the way the person writes an email or talks with other staff members in meetings. But they want to be direct, clear, and able to listen to other people, not dominating and opinionated or unable to explain what they're talking about. When is it a good time to start a family business? Starting a family business is a big decision, and the timing really depends on your individual circumstances. Ideally, it's good to wait until you have some work experience. This ensures that you can make informed decisions and hopefully build a successful business. It's also important to consider your personal life goals, financial stability, and whether or not your family members want to help out. There's no one-size-fits-all answer, but a good rule of thumb is to wait until you're financially stable and have the necessary skills and knowledge to run the business successfully. For example, if someone has worked for years for a company but is tired of this job and they have a passion for something, as well as the money in the bank, then nothing should stop them. In family businesses, is the emphasis more on selling or manufacturing? It's a bit tricky to pinpoint, and I think it varies based on the type of business. If a family operates a physical store where they directly sell products like food and beverages, the primary focus is undoubtedly on sales. Let's take a convenience store as an example. The family doesn't produce the items they sell. They just have to buy them and then sell them on to others. So the emphasis is on selling. However, if a family business involves selling self-made and printed t-shirts, then the manufacturing process becomes a significant focus. While the ultimate goal is to sell these items, the family must first create them, and they strive to do this effectively to ensure customer satisfaction. So in this case, I'd say the emphasis is more on manufacturing. Do people tend to choose family businesses or large companies? A lot of people today typically choose large companies for both work and shopping. People are focused on money, and so they will find work where the money is, which is in large companies. For example, Apple has a lot of money. They can offer their employees competitive compensation packages thanks to their global presence and the ongoing demand for their high-end products. So those aiming to work for a large corporation often find enticing job prospects. When it comes to shopping, people often choose the big-name brands because they're well-known and trusted. These companies have built a solid reputation, which is why they sell so much and why people prefer them over smaller family businesses. Is it easy for a business to be successful without affecting the environment? I think it is absolutely possible, but it also depends on what the business is. If it is a company that uses a lot of power or electricity or gas, then maybe it's not the best thing for the environment. For instance, companies that provide heating often use a lot of natural gas, which can lead to more carbon dioxide being released into the air. This inevitably causes pollution in our environment. However, there are many entrepreneurs running very successful online businesses making millions, and they mainly just use the internet for everything they do. So, yes, I do think it's possible. Yes, go, go, go. 淘宝店铺原创.